Sports with Michigan and the World.
It's now 45 after the hour. And I encourage you to go watch this ABC News clip from 2009 that I posted on my Facebook page here just a bit ago on the Steve Guber Show Facebook page. Because declares that by 2015, right now, we'd be paying $9 a gallon for gasoline, that we'd be running out of oil. What is it with liberals? It's like this Pavlovian thing that they have to tell us, you know, twice a day, every day, that somehow we're at peak oil, we're going to run out, it's all going to come to an end. Although nothing could be further from the truth with the American energy renaissance. Our next guest, Dr. Joel Schultz, operates Street Smart Training and is a founder of the National Center for Police Advocacy. So we're shifting gears and talking about the safety of officers with what we were talking about in Texas here a bit earlier as well. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. Listen, it just seems that there's this, I don't know what this whole attitude towards police has become. Police are the enemy. And I just don't know that we're teaching our children the right thing. Police are the enemy. Small crimes really don't matter, you know, petty crimes, unless it's something we'll just let people get away with, property crimes and so forth. What is this whole mentality in America is just baffling to me.
Yes, we're sliding away from what we've always called our, you know, our moral compass. We're kind of making up the rules as they go along.
And the people paying the price seem to be police officers. Well, what do we have here? 12 officers have died in August. And the question then becomes, are they being targeted?
Well, it's been a bloody month, absolutely, for law enforcement. Percentage of officer deaths by ambush are up 21% this decade compared to the previous, or are 21% of officer murders this decade compared to 12% of officer murders in the previous decade. So there is a trend that's very disturbing.
And so how do we combat that? How do we turn this around from the notion that somehow, you know, and Baltimore is my best scenario here. Baltimore, where they're screaming racism, yet the majority of the police department is minority, where the commissioner was a minority, where, you know, the people in charge of Freddie Gray was a minority woman. And yet the narrative doesn't change. The facts don't change the narrative. It doesn't matter. The facts are irrelevant when pursuing this narrative that police are the enemy and that they are racist. And how do we change that, Doctor?
Well, that started a long time ago before Michael Brown, but that was obviously the ignition point. And of course, the Michael Brown shooting is, I don't understand why he's the poster child for police brutality, because that was absolutely justifiable. It's been proven in multiple investigations, multiple autopsies. But that aside, the irony is that we were in a downward trend. 2012, for example, was one of the lowest rates of officer murders historically, and was part of a trend. And crime has been down, been going down for over a decade. The 2013 violent crime rate was half of what it was in 1994. And yet in the middle of this, we see violent crime starting to creep back up, and officer deaths creeping back up. And it's hard not to put that at the feet of our country's leadership and how anti-police the institutions have become, not just the radical left and the anarchists, but folks that should know better.
Well, you know, and you're right, this narrative comes from the top down, doesn't it? And this narrative, you know, we had a caller here earlier say he may not be creating it, the president that is, but he sure seems like he's throwing sticks on the fire from time to time.
Well, if you look at what deaths get White House attention and what deaths get White House funeral attendance, it's not the police.
Well, that's true. So do you agree with that this president's throwing wood on the fire of racial discourse?
Well, yes, and I you know, I've done presidential security details, and you know, I'd take a bullet for Obama, but I don't understand why anybody would vote for him. His starting with the with him calling police behavior stupid from the case a couple of years ago in Massachusetts. He just never backed off from that, and has made very few positive statements. You know, at least Eric Holder, and I'm no friend of Eric Holder's administration, but at least Eric Holder commented against violence on law enforcement officers. We've heard nothing from Obama or Attorney General Mensch.
So I guess, I mean, where do you start? Do you start with young people to try to get your message to young people? I mean, it used to be, you know, a police officer is our friend, you know, they come to the school, you know, and I think you get the idea. I mean, I learned this a long time ago. When you get pulled over for speeding, which I've had the opportunity to do a few times, you put your hands on the steering wheel, you roll down your window, and you wait for them. Your hands are in plain sight. Everybody's if you're fussing around inside the car, agitates the officer, makes them feel unsafe. As an example, you know, there's if you're going to be with a police officer and you are combative with the police officer, the result, I don't care if you're black or white, it doesn't matter. The result is not going to be positive. I mean, these are just simple things, aren't they?
Well, you know, the Washington Post recently had some writing about only 54, maybe, officers have been prosecuted over the last several years for police shootings, and most of those, such as the officer in North Carolina, have either been found not guilty or acquitted. And, of course, people rail about that, but the reality is that the vast, vast, vast majority, I'm talking upper 90% of these shootings are completely legally and morally and procedurally justified. And that's
right.
A sad commentary on the state of violence in America, even though we know that it's actually gone down.
I'll give you that.
It's just a matter of media coverage.
Dr. Joel Schultz, thank you so much. We have to run, but good insight, good conversation.
Thank you.
Back in a moment on the Steve Gerber Show.